Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we visit with Debbie Boone. Debbie would join us on our studio hotline from her home in Los Angeles, and she would have a busy week in Nashville. She would play the Grand Ole Opry on a Friday night and the City Winery on a Saturday, and she got up early on the West Coast to preview all of that with Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Did you realize the future lies right here where it began? Are you on the road to loving me again?
We welcome Debbie Boone to Coffee, Country, and Cody. And I don't know that there's anyone who has a deeper tradition with WSM and the Grand Ole Opry lady than you do with your father, who frequents our show often, Pat Boone, and Red Foley, your mother's father, your grandfather, one of the true pioneers and legends. And oh, what a voice, what a voice, what a voice. Belong
true, true.
To the redhead from Berea, Red Foley. Oh, my. Welcome in. It's great to have you join us, Debbie. I'm very excited you're here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you and excited to be coming in.
Yeah, you're actually Friday night, you're playing the Opry, speaking of that tradition here, and then the City Winery on Saturday night. And we'll talk more about what's ahead as we get closer to the holidays, because you've got something very special planned. But you must think about this often. I mean, how one single three-minute moment in time. I've heard several artists say that Buck Owens would pull them aside and said, you're 2.5 or 3 minutes away from a life-changing moment and a career in the music business. And for you, that was certainly the case with You Light Up My Life.
Boy, nobody was more surprised than I was.
Give us the backstory of where you were, what you were doing before this song came into your life, and then how you were fortunate enough to be the one who recorded it.
Well, I had been traveling around with my dad and my sisters and my mom. We were the Pat Boone Family Show, and we had been doing that for approximately 8 years. And what started that was that my dad was just tired of traveling and leaving his family behind, and so he had a trip planned to go to Japan, and the Osmonds were opening for him on a tour in Japan. And he thought, well, if their family can travel together, why can't mine? And he decided to put us in the show, never thinking that it was going to turn into, an ongoing situation. But mm-hmm. It went so well. We loved it. The audience loved it. So we were out singing a lot of the time for those 8 years. And then two of my sisters got married, and we were kind of closing up shop. When Mike Curb, if you know that name.
Oh, yes. I mean, he's a fixture on the Nashville musical landscape and business landscape, of course.
Exactly. And he, at that time, was living in Los Angeles and had a company called Warner Curb Records. That's who we were recording for. He brought over a cassette tape of the song You Light Up My Life to my home and said, I want you to consider recording this for a record release. Now, a lot of people think that my voice was on the soundtrack of the movie You Light Up My Life, but it was another woman named Casey Sizek who had done the voice. This gets so confusing for the actress Dee Dee Khan, who was in the movie. Mm-hmm. So Casey Sizek sang the song for Dee Dee Khan in the movie, but Casey and the guy that wrote the song, Joe Brooks, had a bit of a falling out over... they'd had a personal relationship and then a fight over her record deal. And I guess he just didn't want her to have the radio release. So they brought me, I didn't know any of this at the time. They brought me a demo recording of the song. I flew to New York. They put my voice on the same track and released it as the single. And it just climbed the charts because I mean, my theory is not that you can never figure out why a record becomes as big as it does or you do it again. But my theory is that the commercials for the movie were happening on radio and television nonstop, and then they were playing the record, and it just got really heavy exposure, and it was a good song coming out at a time when people wanted something positive like that that could cross over into a lot of genres.
Number one for 2.5 months. You sold in excess of 4 million albums, won a Grammy Award as a result. Debbie Boone is our guest, and it's our good fortune in Nashville. She's coming to see us on Friday night at the Opry, and the City Winery on Saturday will continue. It's Debbie Boone on Coffee Country and Cody all over the world at 650 AM WSM, WSMonline.com, and the app download to your smartphone, watching on Heartland Television from border to border, coast to coast.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing.
Welcome back. We continue our conversation with Debbie Boone this morning. We're very excited. Charlie and I are grinning from ear to ear, knowing that you were going to be here. We'd hope to get you in studio, but the schedule didn't work out toward the latter part of the week. But thank you for taking time on the West Coast 2 hours earlier than here in Nashville.
My pleasure.
For the Opry on Friday night, City Winery on Saturday. Day to day for you, you're out doing, I've read, the Great American Songbook. I mean, a lot of those songs, I guess, that you people would know from your father's era and running up to the present.
I fell into that not just because my dad did so much of that music in his early career, but then I married Rosemary Clooney's son and became a huge fan of Rosemary's, and I started traveling with her, and you know, she put me in her show, and she had these fantastic jazz musicians, and I just started absorbing all of this great music and thinking, you know, it just, I had always, always loved the American Songbook, but when I started singing it myself and putting my own interpretation on these songs with great musicians and beautiful arrangements, it just was like nothing else I'd ever done. And so I really have been out, since Rosemary passed away, I did a tribute CD called Reflections of Rosemary. And that concert was so well received that I have continued doing a lot of this music. My current show is all about the music in Las Vegas in the 60s.
Thank you. Those of us who grew up during the era of television variety shows and were, regardless of what your musical interest was, you would always be introduced to some other form of music or entertainment in those shows. And I miss them, Debbie, so much, and I'm sure you do too. So
Las
Vegas period of the 60s was just fascinating for me as a kid growing up as a pastor's son in rural Kentucky, and anything we knew outside of bluegrass and country came from watching those variety shows and so many of those Vegas acts.
Oh yeah, that such great songs, and there was just a whole feeling from the variety shows that you also got in the shows in Las Vegas, because my dad was there in the 60s mm-hmm. performing, so I got to see a lot of those performers and the camaraderie and the fun and all of that. So this show has a lot of those songs, a lot of those kinds of arrangements, and some really fun stories about having gotten to work with Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and knowing Dean Martin.
Oh,
you know, just all these great fun things that sort of brings people back to that golden era.
Yeah, you know who has just opened a new venue here in Nashville? It'll be the perfect place for you to play the next time you're in town. It's Ray Stevens Cabaret Showroom.
Cabaret.
Which he has designed after his years in Vegas and the great, what they called showrooms in those days, that he played all over the world with his popularity. So
Well, I'm going to work on that
for
sure. I have been told it's a great place to go, so I would love that.
And tell me about Christmas time. It'll be here before you know it, you know? we're halfway through September, so October, November.
Before, it's going to be a really special Christmas for me because I have a new grandchild on the way November 1st. My son Jordan got married last year, and they're expecting their first child. So a new baby always makes Christmas time really exciting.
And you have what, one granddaughter now, one grandchild?
I have a granddaughter and a grandson. Okay. My daughter Dustin has two kids. So. Okay. Yeah, so the family's growing. I am going to be, for Christmas, though, at the beautiful Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado. And it's just one of the most gorgeous places you can go to stay. But they've got a tradition of a beautiful Christmas show there where you can eat dinner and the whole place is decorated. Well, the whole hotel is lit up in beautiful white Christmas lights, and it's gorgeous. But we put on a big variety show with lots of different artists and a really lovely holiday Christmas show while people are having a dinner with their family and friends. And I get to come home for Christmas, which is really lovely. I get to fly home and be with my family on Christmas Day, and then I'll go back and finish the run at the Broadmoor.
That's the voice of Debbie Boone this morning, joining us on Coffee Country and Cody as she makes her way to Nashville and the Opry on Friday, City Winery on Saturday. And if you want to make Christmas plans in advance, she starts on December 14th at the Broadmoor with the Broadmoor Pops Orchestra. And, boy, I may just surprise you and be in the audience one night waving, going, "Hey, Bill Cody from Nashville, Debbie, down here.
Well, do it.
Here.
I dare you."
And her new work is called Swing This. And you can go to her website and you can follow through social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all there. There are links, show dates. And Debbie Boone, can't thank you enough for taking time early on the West Coast to join us here in the Central Time Zone this morning.
Well, it is my pleasure. I also want you to know that we have re-released all my country albums recently.
So oh, really?
You can be looking for that, too. Uh-huh.
And just link through the website would be the easiest way to do that?
I think that's probably the easiest way to figure it all out. Yeah.
DebbieBoone.com, D-E-B-B-Y, DebbieBoone.com. Again, thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For joining us here in Nashville.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
Bill Cody.
Adios, amigos.
WSM. Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. Our program director is Jonathan Schaefer. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.